KCZ declares Burns. The Atlanta Georgian, Thursday, 19th of March, 1914, 8th edition, final, page 1, column 1, vows that he'll talk to Jim Conley. William J. Burns, Thursday, scoffed at the idea that Jim Conley's lawyer or anyone else could prevent him from seeing the Negro when he decides the time has come to interview the self-confessed accessory of Leo M. Frank in the slaying of Mary Fagan. Conley has been tried, convicted, and sentenced, said Burns. The idea that anyone can keep from seeing him is absurd. I am going to see Conley. The time has not arrived yet when the best results would be obtained in any talk with him, but when it does, neither Mr. Smith nor anyone else will stop me. All this talk is mere foolishness. The famous detective said he intended to spend most of Thursday quizzing Frank in his cell in the tower and going carefully over the convicted man's story of his movements on April 26, 1913, and his version of subsequent events. Calls case easy. This case, said Burns, is easier than I expected. There is certainly no mystery that cannot be cleared up, and the facts will speak for themselves when made public. I am confident that Mr. Dorsey is open to conviction if it should develop that a grievous mistake has been made. I have never expressed any conviction as to the innocence or guilt of Frank, and do not intend to do so until the investigation is completed. Of course, I hope that our findings will prove the man innocent, but I am working with an absolutely open mind. The trail certainly looks clear enough to me, and I believe Atlanta and the country at large will be satisfied that the truth has been found when the final report is made. Burns said he had wired for Dan Lee Hahn, head of his New Orleans office, to come to Atlanta to work with him on the case. Written demand on sheriff. This effort to block Burns seeing Conley was in the form of a written demand by William M. Smith, Conley's lawyer, to the sheriff that all visitors be kept away from his client's cell. This is the second order of its kind, the first having been issued by Judge Rowan at the close of the Frank trial last summer, when the court ordered that no visitors be allowed to see the Negro. Both Smith and the tower attaches were silent regarding the new order, except that Sheriff Mangum stated that Judge Roan's order was the one he regarded as mandatory and that he would observe it. Smith reiterated his declaration that he was not opposed to Burns seeing Conley, but asserted that it must be in his presence. He said he would instruct his client, Conley, to answer any questions Burns might put fully and freely. Mr. Burns has announced that he expects to seek the cooperation of Solicitor Hugh Dorsey and his office force at an early date, planning to go over with the solicitor his theory of the crime and the entire case, from the beginning to the present time. Burns declares Fagan case no mystery.